In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The grace and the peace of God our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ be with you. As we prepare to celebrate the mystery of Christ, we call to mind our sins. There is much suffering and anxiety around us, and yet sometimes we do not see it. Lord, have mercy. Today, Lazarus is the name of those who go hungry because they only get the crumbs. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Those who are unconcerned with the plight of others can never truly be happy. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to life everlasting. Let us pray. Lord God, you stretch your hand out to us in every empty hand and in every hungry person. Teach us to understand that sin is not only doing evil, but also failing to do good. Open our eyes to see you and our hands to serve you. We ask this in the name of Jesus, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen.
A reading from the book of the prophet Amos. Thus says the Lord, the God of hosts. Alas for those of you who are in ease in Zion, for those who feel secure on Mount Samaria. Alas for those who lie on beds of ivory and lounge on their couches and eat lambs from the flock and calves from the stall, who sing idle songs to the sound of the harp and, like David, improvise on instruments of music, who drink wine from bowls and anoint themselves with the finest oils, but are not grieved over the ruin of Joseph. Therefore, they shall now be put first into exile, and the revelry of those who lie in ease shall pass away. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Reading from the first letter of Paul to Timothy. As for you, Timothy, man of God, Pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, endurance, gentleness. Fight the good fight of the faith. Take hold of the eternal life to which you were called, and for which you made the good confession in the presence of many witnesses. In the presence of God, who gives life to all things, and of Christ Jesus, who in his testimony before Pontius Pilate made the good confession, I charge you to keep the commandment without spot or blame until a manifestation of our Lord Jesus Christ, which he will bring about at the right time. He is the blessed and only sovereign, the King of kings, the Lord of lords. It is he alone who has immortality and dwells in unapproachable light, whom no one has ever seen or can see. To him be honor and eternal dominion. Amen. The word of the Lord.
Lord be with you.
With you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to the Pharisees, "Once there was a rich man who dressed in purple and linen and feasted splendidly every day. At his gate lay a beggar named Lazarus, who was covered with sores. Lazarus longed to eat the scraps that fell from the rich man's table. The dogs even came and licked his sores. Eventually, the beggar died. He was carried by the angels to the bosom of Abraham. The rich man likewise died and was buried. From the abode of the dead, where he was in torment, he raised his eyes and saw Abraham afar off, and Lazarus resting in his bosom. He called out, 'Father Abraham, have pity on me. Send Lazarus to dip the tip of his finger in water to refresh my tongue, for I am tortured in these flames.' My child,' replied Abraham, 'remember that you were well off in your lifetime, while Lazarus was in misery. Now he has found consolation here, but you have found torment. And that is not all. Between you and us, there is fixed a great abyss, so that those who might wish to cross from here to you cannot do so, nor can anyone cross from your side to us.' Father, I ask you then," the rich man said, "send him to my father's house, where I have five brothers. Let him be a warning to them, so that they may not end in this place of torment." Abraham answered, "They have Moses and the prophets. Let them hear them." "No, Father Abraham," replied the rich man, "but if someone would only go to them from the dead, then they would repent." Abraham said to him, "If they do not listen to Moses and the prophets, they will not be convinced, even if one should rise from the dead." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus.